Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been narrated from Imam Baqir alayhi salam. This hadith is about betrayal or khiyanat. You know, betrayal is one of those grave sins, and it's been reprimanded and prohibited in many of the traditions of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. For example, the Prophet said, "The one who betrays his trust is not from us. Laysa minna man khana bil amanat." Right? And Imam Ali is reported to have said, "Betrayal is the fountainhead of hypocrisy." Right? So in general terms, betrayal is something bad. It's, you know, it's a grave sin. We have related in a very beautiful hadith that a man came to Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salam and said the following to him: "May I be your ransom? May I be sacrificed for you? Juilto fidak. I am a man who wishes to go to Mecca." Meaning the man wanted to go to pilgrimage to Mecca. "But I have an overdue debt to a Murji'ite. So can you please advise me? You know, can you please advise me what to do?" And just by way of explanation, the Murji'ites were a theological sect. They kind of appeared after the Battle of Nehrawan. This group, right, they had a specific theory regarding the person who commits a grave sin, right? This was a big problem for some of the very nascent and initiatory theological schools of thought within Islam. And that was the problem of the person who commits a grave sin, a kabira. You know, what will happen to him on the day of resurrection? Will he be forgiven? Will he go to hell? Or will he, you know, if he goes to hell, will he stay there eternally? Or will he, you know, eventually be saved from the hellfire? Right? So this was a big problem for them. The Murji'ites, they had their own theory regarding this. Right now, we don't want to delve into exactly what they said, just we wanted to explain, you know, what this term meant. So this follower of the Ahlul Bayt, he had a debt. He had taken some money from this Murji'ite, and he wanted to go to Mecca, but he also had to pay his debt, and the time for paying his debt had passed. So he asked the Imam, "What should I do? Should I go to Mecca, or should I pay back my debt?" The Imam alayhi salam replied, "Pay your debt and focus on meeting your Lord without any debt on your shoulders." The Imam says, first take care of your debt, and then if you have any money left, go for the pilgrimage, or go for the, you know, Umrah or whatever. For verily a believer does not betray his trust. The Imam takes this act of not paying one's debt as a betrayal of trust and says, this is prohibited, so pay your trust and then go to Mecca. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at betrayal, khiyanat, in the words of Imam Baqir alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.